D-Wade versus LeBron James. Wednesday, the Bulls are headed to Cleveland for a clash with the Cavs. Wednesday at 7 on WGN TV Sports.
It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes, Matt Bubala, Judy Pilak filling in. Happy 2017, everybody. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here in the Tribune Tower. Monique Garcia is with the Tribune Statehouse Bureau, and I'm hoping she's calling to say that a budget just went through. Judy, let's hope for the best. Monique,
don't be ridiculous,
Monique, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Any chance that a budget just went through?
No.
Hey, Monique, here's a question. Any chance that we'll get a budget this year?
Well, I've heard predictions that the answer to that is also likely no.
All righty, then.
It sounded like you just shook the magic 8-ball and saw what turned around there. The predictions
right.
Are
well,
also
you know, Democrats have said that it could be 2 years through the rest of the governor's term, and they don't really see a resolution.
They don't see a resolution, or they don't want to see a resolution. At this point, are these two sides trying to come together, or are the Democrats just digging their heels in and saying we can ride Rauner out till he has to run for re-election?
Well, I think that depends on who you talk to. I think that a lot of folks would say that when the stopgap expired in January, we went back to square one, but really we're at like -5 right now. Both sides have dug their heels in. Republicans continue to hammer Mike Madigan, who they blame for the entire state's problems, and Democrats continue to say that Rauner is being inflexible and he won't move off of his stance that we need more than just a budget, but we need these broad kind of economic reforms that they say have nothing to do with day-to-day spending.
And who suffers the most here?
Well, right now it will be universities who, as of January 1, no longer receive any funding from the state. It's social service providers and the people they care for. So we're talking about elderly who get meals delivered at their homes, people who need help with addictions, those who are disabled who get care. And also we're getting to the point now where if this continues, there's going to be a real question about when what happens when Illinois can no longer pay its bills to keep prisons open, to keep veterans' homes open. These are all very serious issues that are kind of being put to the wayside while politics win.
And it's kind of like they're playing a game of chicken to see who's going to suffer the greatest fallout once this happens, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a game of chicken of who's going to blink first. And so far, the governor has proven that when things get really difficult and when people need help, he's willing to bend a little bit. And Democrats have tried to take advantage of that to pass these stopgap budgets. There's been the one big one that's been the focus that expired on January 1st. But there's also been several other temporary plans that have kind of kept money flowing when things really start to hurt. But the Republicans and the governor have said, you know, we're not willing to do that again. We've done it over and over and over again, and we're sick of the status quo, and we're not going to give in this time.
All right. So despite the fact that we still don't have a budget and not a lot of bright light on the horizon, 190 new state laws took effect on January 1st. So they have been doing something down in Springfield.
Well, they had a lot of time.
Yeah, they had some time. They passed a few laws. That's a lot of laws, Monique. Are there some big highlights out there that we can look forward to or be a little wary of?
Well, I think one of the big things that shows that people can work together when they want to in Springfield is that they repealed a tax on tampons and other feminine products. Republicans, of course, are never huge fans of taxes, and Democrats argue that this was simply unfair to women. So those things will be a little bit cheaper, which will be nice for me and others, I'm sure. There's also several changes when it comes to the workplace. There's some extra protection for domestic workers, folks who normally did not get these kind of protections like minimum wage. They didn't get guaranteed breaks. These are folks like nannies who care for children who often can kind of be abused and fall through the cracks. There's also some flexibility for folks who qualify for sick leave. And now it doesn't have to be just you who's sick, but, you know, family members. If your family members are sick, you can take your time off to help care for them.
You know, what strikes me about those laws, they seem like no-brainers. How could they not have already been laws, right?
Well, you know, you'll be surprised at what kind of falls through the cracks in Springfield. you should also know that it's now legal to use a spear to kill catfish. So, you know, not all of the laws are huge and life-changing.
A spear to kill catfish.
Yeah, so some of them are important.
That was illegal, or they needed to promote that? How does that come
about?
They
needed to pass a law to allow it. So now it's legal.
You know what, which one I like are the eggs. The eggs in
the
carton.
Yes, the eggs one is a great one. But that was actually
a no-brainer.
For producers who said that, you know, we lose a lot of money on this. So before, if one egg in a dozen cracked, a store was supposed to throw out the entire dozen. And now they're able to consolidate those cartons and to save and cut down on some waste.
All right, now hold on. Let's ask a question here, Judy, because here's the sensible question out of this. The eggs have expiration dates on them. And different cartons that they have in the store might have a 3 to 5 to 10 day difference in their expiration. So are you okay with, well, we cracked two in this, but we'll take two out of that, and maybe you've got some eggs in your carton,
no,
you're reading the
no,
expiration date,
be.
And now they're a few days older.
No, I would hope that they put them in the right carton.
They do. There's absolutely regulations with this about different kind of lot numbers and expiration dates. So it's not just kind of a willy-nilly situation.
Yeah, because it's just how wasteful. That was ridiculous. You still use the eggs.
I agree. But I could see where the concern would be. Well, there's different dates and mix
right.
and match.
No,
and,
absolutely.
You know.
Now, there's
and that's
another...
why a lot of these laws were passed to begin with, right, to protect from that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's ways to do these things that are a little bit more common sense, perhaps.
You know, we heard a lot about this one working up to this day, the students enrolled in driver's ed and how they should anticipate what happens when they're pulled over by police.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a thing that's come up a lot lately where we've seen traffic stops kind of escalate into violence or, you know, really kind of scary situations. So lawmakers this year made it a requirement that schools develop a curriculum to teach kids what to do when they're pulled over by the police, you know. Keep your hands on the wheel, maybe don't move and make any fast motions. And those are things that are still going to be worked out through the Secretary of State's office. But the idea is to try to prevent, you know, kind of any misunderstanding.
Don't let your girlfriend start crying and yelling at the police officer. That's just a flashback from high school.
Maybe crying.
Oh,
but not
that
yelling.
Happened?
Yes. My girlfriend started getting really upset with the officer and like talking back to him. And I'm like, honey, I'm going to get this ticket. Please stop. And I think
How'd that work out for you?
I think he acted, well, we're not married, but I think he actually like took it easy on me, like, well, you got a lot you're already dealing with, so I'm going to let you
yeah,
go.
Right.
So maybe it worked out. Maybe she knew what she was doing. One other one, Monique, that I find interesting because we hear so much about data breaches and getting hacked and all of these things. There's a law to toughen the state's rules on personal information and how places use that. What's that going to do?
Well, the idea is that, you know, a lot of this stuff is a little porous and that sometimes your information is compromised either at a bank. We see it with retailers like with Target and those other places. So now if that happens, customers are supposed to be alerted. But this law expands it specifically to do with medical information, health insurance information, or even if, you know, your fingerprint data is kept, that is something you're supposed to be let know that has been compromised. Another issue, though, with dealing with data security is that, you know, your employer can no longer basically require you to sign into your Facebook page. You now have a privacy guarantee that your social media accounts are your social media accounts, and as long as you don't use them for work, that your bosses have no access to that. That said, you should probably still be careful about what you post about work online.
And finally, I think this is a really interesting law, the hairdresser law.
Yes. This one, the idea behind this is that, you know, you would probably tell your hairdresser more than you would tell your mother. So hairdressers now will be required to undergo, I believe it's an hour every 2 years of domestic violence training. They want to be able to spot perhaps signs that their clients are not safe at home and hope that they can benefit from that close relationship to give people information about how to get out of situations that are not healthy.
Monique Garcia, the State House Bureau correspondent for your Chicago Tribune. You can read it at chicagotribune.com. And Monique, you've got the number. If a budget suddenly passes today, you just call right back. We'll just take you right
You'll
in.
You'll be the first one to know.
Thank you so much, Monique.
Thanks,
have
Monique.
A great day.
You too.
All right.
You too.
Matt Bubala and Judy Pilak here on 720 WGN.